Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. Damon Amendolara, DA with you. As always, you can check out our full episodes in podcast form. Anything that you may have missed or want to hear again, check it out. Go to radio.com or you can go to cbssportsradio.com for DA on demand, Apple Podcasts, or other places that podcasts are heard. All-Star Weekend for the NBA in the books and in Chicago. Great host city. Everybody really had a good time in the Windy City. Our next guest is a native of Chicago. He played 13 seasons in the NBA. First-round pick of the Los Angeles Clippers back in 2000. And on All-Star Weekend in 2005, won the three-point shootout championship. Joining us here on the show is Quentin Richardson. Q Rich, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Appreciate this. And I want to ask, how did it feel coming back to All-Star Weekend and seeing old friends?
Man, All-Star is always like a big family reunion. You know, it's one of the greatest, you know, events of the season for the NBA. And like you say, you get to see a lot of old friends, old teammates, and people you know from the operations and working in the NBA. So it's always a big blast, and it's great that it's here in Chicago at my hometown this year.
Okay, so we had a great highlight in the Rising Stars game on Friday night where Ja Morant throws under his legs to Zion, who finishes it off. Those two guys are amazing. I want to ask, though, a tough question here. Two young rookies, which one of those guys, Ja or Zion, do you enjoy watching more?
That's a tough call for me, man. I really like both of those young kids. Obviously, we haven't got to see Zion play as much as Ja this year, but Ja has been a straight joy to watch, man. Kid plays with a lot of passion, a lot of joy, super athletic, and he's one of the young and upcoming superstars, man. Zion obviously is, the face of the league and waiting, and the way he jumps and his athletic ability and the things that he's been doing on the court is nothing short of amazing, too. So I'm just excited for both of those young guys, man. We got two really, really good young players who's going to carry the game for a long time.
Quentin Richardson, 13 seasons of the NBA, joining us this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Young, exciting players all over the place. We saw Luka end up hitting the half-court buzzer beater on Friday night. What do you see out of Luka Doncic and all the triple-doubles that he has had that's allowed him this type of success so early?
I just feel like he's spoken on it a few times, but I feel like him playing professionally, you know, overseas before he came as a rookie, I think that gave him a leg up on everybody. He's been playing against grown men for a few years. He's not coming from high school or college. He had already been a pro, so he kind of knows the nuances of certain things. Maybe not the NBA, but when you play in a pro league, you're used to traveling, you're used to certain things, and he's mature beyond his years, and you could tell that he's already been around, you know, some older people and living a kind of older life. So, I mean, I think he's going to be extremely great for the league, man. He's one of the best young guys out there that we can speak of. So, I mean, I love Luka Doncic. I'm a huge fan of him.
Former Clipper yourself, Clippers-Lakers, in the second half of the season should be really exciting. Coming down the stretch, pretty much the two best teams of the Western Conference. How much do you think LeBron benefited from not having had to play in a grueling postseason again last year?
I think that benefited him greatly. I think it was a big deal for him. I mean, you know, after going for so many seasons in a row, nonstop, wall to wall, playing in All Stars, being in Olympics, and World Championships and things like that, I think it definitely takes a toll on you physically as well as mentally. And I think, you know, last year not making playoffs and not having to put his body through all of that, I think that gave him a longer summer and a real summer that he hadn't had probably in a long time. And I think you're seeing the benefits and the results from that.
As a former Clipper yourself, does your heart naturally go advantage Clippers should they end up meeting the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals?
Obviously. I mean, yeah, that goes without being said. But I also think that with my brain, too. I feel like, you know, that they have the more complete and solid team at the end of the day. The only thing I worried about them right now, I want to see them on the court as a total unit more, because I feel like between Paul George and Kawhi, they haven't gotten a lot of games in where the full complement of the team is all there. And, you don't want to go into the playoffs and just start getting a full team together. So, I mean, that's the only problem I have with them, is they haven't had as much time as the Lakers had out there together as a full team.
Quentin Richardson joining us this morning here on the DA Show. More than a decade since you were a member of the Knicks, I want to ask you, what's the biggest reason that a franchise in the number one market, the most valuable franchise in the sport, has not been able to turn it around in such a long time?
At the end of the day, you got to get players there. I mean, all of the different stories or whatever, the bottom line is that they got to get players to come there. And somebody has to, at some point, I firmly believe that one of these young kids will step up to the plate and say, I want to be in New York. I want to play with the Knicks. I want to take on that challenge, and I'm up for it. But, I mean, I feel like right now, just been missing it. The generation isn't in that place where they want to be scrutinized or deal with everything that comes with New York. It takes a special type of person to welcome that and to, lean in on that and say, hey, I know exactly what this is about, and I'm okay with it, and I can deal with it. So, I mean, I think until that happens, I don't really care what coaches, what moves they make. It's going to be tough for them until they get kids that are, cut from that cloth, that's not afraid to go there and take what New York brings on.
So, see, that's really interesting here. What is it that New York brings on players that some players, like you mentioned, could be scared off by it?
The criticism, man. I mean, the new generation, they want to have their money and enjoy being in the NBA and have fun. And at times, in New York, it could be the reverse of that. If you're getting a lot of money and you're not playing up to whatever their standards, they think they can boo you, they can make it tough for you. And I've seen teammates and different people not want to go out to eat, not want to go out to, to enjoy the city or enjoy your downtime because they worried about fans talking smack or looking at them crazy and all that. And, New York is a real place like that, man. You have to have a thick skin to be able to deal with that. Fortunately for me, I was from Chicago, so it never really mattered to me what anybody said, but I legit witnessed and seeing how it goes. And if you're not built for it, you're not built for it.
So you're used to coming from a tough city like Chicago. You know, a tough fan base, tough media. So when you were a Knick, did you really have teammates that didn't want to go out in public for fear of being criticized?
Yeah, I would never say any of those guys' names or whatever, but I mean, that legitimately happened. I had teammates that didn't want to do certain things because they knew the criticism that was waiting for them. I mean, you think about it, you look in the daily news, post or whatever, they would put people's paychecks and, like, what their production has been and say, hey, they made this much money for every point they made. Like, they ain't doing nothing. Like, so, you gotta be able to deal with different things when you go to New York.
Quentin Richardson, our guest this morning on the show. You're working with Panini, and you did so this past weekend, signing autographs and trading cards, etc. How has it been working with Panini?
Yeah, man, it's real blast, man. Real fun time. They got Papa Shop, got video games, food, and everything around. So it's real cool, man. Real loose setting, getting to mingle and brush shoulders with some legends and some of the current stars. So it's a good time. We came last year as well, so, it's fun.
Very cool. iCollectPanini.com is the website. iCollectPanini.com. What about, Q Rich, any cool stuff you signed? Autographed jerseys or sneakers or trading cards?
I just got to do a sign, and when I was doing my sign, I was sitting next to Artis Gilmore, so that was cool for me to be a Chicago kid and then get to sit there and be next to a legend like that doing that. That was cool.
All right, I like it. Quentin Richardson, 13 seasons in the NBA, former first-round pick of the Los Angeles Clippers back in 2000. Appreciate the time, man. Very cool. See you soon.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.